From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil and now Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, has announced that if he's confirmed, he will divest from Exxon. He'll essentially cash out on his current and future holdings in the company, and it's going to involve more than selling a few shares. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here to explain more about how this works. Lewis, what exactly is Tillerson's plan?
So like a lot of Trump cabinet picks, he is a very rich guy, but a lot of those riches are actually in deferred awards. So that's shares that he would be receiving in the future worth about $182 million right now. So that $182 million gets put into an independently managed trust, and then he'll also sell the shares he owns now. Jordan Libowitz with Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington points out this divestment is legally required for executive branch appointees.
He either needs to divest or he needs to recuse himself from anything that would affect the industry in which he has the conflict, which would make it pretty much impossible to be Secretary of State if he couldn't deal with any country that has an investment in oil and gas.
Does this leave us anywhere with the ethical concerns over Donald Trump's business interests?
It doesn't really change anything there. The president-elect has talked about getting out of the charitable foundation business, but not out of the global real estate business he runs, though he has said he'll suspend deals in some countries. Libowitz says Trump remains unconvinced that this is such a huge concern.
As for what could convince him, only he knows that.
Because there is this legal exception for the president, he doesn't fall under the rules that cabinet members do.
All right. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.